Okay, good morning, all. So we're up to the last Mishnah of Perek Beis over here, Mishnah Chet. So, Ein Nosnin Kemach V'toch Charoses O V'toch Chardal. So we're going to talk about Charoses here for a second, and when we hear Charoses, we obviously think of Charoses, but that's not what we're talking about over here, not the regular Charoses. We know it's some sort of a dip that's like vinegar and water. So we cannot, so Ein Nosnin Kemach V'toch Charoses O V'toch Chardal. A person should not add flour to Charoses or to mustard. Both of these things a person should not be adding flour to, because there is water in these mixtures, and then there's a concern that it might become chametz. V'imnaslan ye'echel miyad. But if a person did add flour to this mustard, then it can be eaten immediately, and the reason why is because seemingly it would take a little bit longer, not just one second, a few seconds or a few minutes, whatever, to become chametz. So as long as you eat it immediately, then it would be okay. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says no. The second you put it in, you have to be concerned about it becoming chametz, and therefore it's forbidden to eat immediately. Now, I'm going to shift for a second to talk about the actual Korban Pesach. So when it comes to the Korban Pesach, the Mishnah says that I cannot boil my Pesach offering in any liquids or any fruit juices. That would not be something that would be permitted. Aval sachin matfilin. So you can't boil it in any of these things. But what can you do? You're allowed to, after it's fully roasted, you can then smear some nice liquids on it, dip it into something nice. But just that's, you cannot make it like that. You have to roast it. All right, but you can smear the liquids or dip it into them. But then the Mishnah now shifts back to talk about chametz for a more second. When a baker, if he is using water, and kind of like he's using his hands a lot, so then he puts his hands in some sort of water to cool his hands, so inevitably some flour will go into this water. So this water, says the Mishnah, it has to be poured out, because if I'm preparing some bread or some matzah, rather, and then I take my hands filled with flour, put it in the water, then all of this water may become chametz dik. So therefore, because there's a concern that it may become chametz, therefore you have to pour it all out. Okay, that brings us to the end of Perek Beis. Now, beginning with the first mission of Perek Gimel. So, Elu over Ma Pesach, there are these following substances that we're going to be listing are not allowed to be in a person's possession on Pesach. And now, the reason why the mission is going to list them is because obviously a person cannot own chametz on Pesach. But what about things that are like quasi chametz or have some chametz in it? So, these are the following. Kutach HaBavli. So, one of the first things the mission lists is something called Kutach HaBavli, which is some sort of a dip made with like a spoiled milk or a sour milk and kind of like moldy breadcrumbs. So, as delicious as that sounds, a person should not be owning that on Pesach. B'shechar hamadi, Midian beer, so beer from Madai, so you should not be owning this, and you would say, well, I can't own any beer. And the reason why that this Mishnah lists this in particular is because back in the day, most beers were made with dates, so therefore most beer was not chametz, but this beer in particular was made with a barley, so therefore it was chametz. And now, obviously, as far as I know, most, if not all beers are made with barley, therefore all beers are chametz, but this beer in particular should not be owned by a person. Chometz ha'adomi, some sort of vinegar from Edom, which was, again, made with barley. V'zisom hamitri, some sort of an Egyptian drink called zisom that had barley in it, and therefore you should not have it because it's chametz. V'zoman shalt sabayim. Now, the following are three things that are even kind of an even further extension of what we call chametz nukshe, which is kind of chametz that's not really fit for being eaten at all, but still the Mishnah says that a person should not own them. So zoman shel tzavayim. So this is like bran water, and this bran water was used for dyes, and this bran water obviously since it has the ability to have chametz in it, therefore you should not own it. The amilan shel tabachim, nor should a person own amilan, which is something used by cooks. It was some sort of a bread that was kind of disgusting, but they used to use it to absorb some bad fumes and bad scents. So that you should also not own. The kolon shel sofrim, and the glue that was used by a scribe to glue certain parts of the parchment together, you should also not own that on Pesach, again, because there's some sort of chametz, some sort of flour, something in there, and therefore you should not own it. Again, these are things that are totally or seemingly pretty inedible, but still you shouldn't own them on chametz, says the Mishnah. Then Rabbi Eliezer kind of extends this even further. Not only he says, can you not own the actual chametz nuksha, right, the chametz that's inedible, but you can also not own chametz that's inedible, that's part of a mixture. So what does that mean? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Af tachshitei nashim, even like women's cosmetics, which is made with chametz in it as kind of just one of the ingredients. So therefore, you cannot own that on Pesach." Zeh haklal, and Rabbi Eliezer rules that this is the general rule. Kol shehu mimin dagan hareza over Pesach, a person will violate the prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach if he has anything that contains any sort of grain in it on Pesach that essentially has the that is leavened already in there. And then the Mishnah concludes, Hari ilubaz hara, all of these things, there is a Torah prohibition to own them, vein behemet mishum karis, but there is no prohibition of karis to own these things on Pesach. So that is how the Mishnah ends. So now what you're thinking is you may be getting very concerned. So a lot of these things we actually might keep in our possession on Pesach, in particular things like women's cosmetics or shampoo and things like that. So in general, I think we are pretty meiko that we do allow these things on Pesach. The only things that we are actually pretty machmir on are things like perfumes that the scientists tell us that they can be switched into, if it has chametz in it, it can easily be switched into something edible very quickly. So those things we try to avoid. But in general, things like shampoos and that we do allow on Pesach. Again, not relevant for another few months, but still important to know. Okay, we'll stop right here. God willing, tomorrow continue with Mishnah Beis.